Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Use promo code STEW, S-T-E-W, when you go to MyPillow.com. Again, promo code STEW for huge discounts, including right now 50% off on sheets. 50% off, half off sheets when you use the promo code STEW at MyPillow.com.
All of this shadow banning and suppression, the attack on free speech continues. I'm begging you to do whatever you can to download the Telegram app if you don't already have it. If you do have the Telegram app, please follow me at t.me/StuPeters. Follow me in Telegram. That is the place where I hang out. All these other platforms, Twitter, Facebook, they're all suppressing this show. Of course, the truth is harmful to the globalists. The globalists own these platforms. So please, if you're going to hang out on Facebook and Twitter, fine. I am too. I'm going to stick around as long as I can. I would never ignore those hundreds of thousands of people. Even Rumble is now suppressing this platform, hiding me from search results, which is why there are only 158,000 some odd subscribers to the Rumble channel. There should be millions, because we know what this show is doing in numbers. The number two ranked podcast in America. Millions of views worldwide, 3.8 million results in the hashtag StuPeters on TikTok, where I'm banned. Banned from the platform, but still 3.8 million results for the hashtag StuPeters. So we know what kind of numbers this program is doing. Millions of people view this program or listen to it every single day, but only 158,000 followers or subscribers in Rumble. That is BS. Complete nonsense. So please follow me in Telegram. We have to grow that channel. Gab, follow me on Gab at Real Stu Peters. Those two places are the only places that will not allow, or that will allow, free speech, that will not suppress this speech. So please get over there and follow me on Telegram, t.me/StuPeters. We will vindicate Patrick King as well. I now have possession of a timeline of documents. All these people saying, he didn't liberate Alberta. BS. And he will be vindicated. I will have that report on this program tomorrow. We're going to talk to Dr. Peter McCullough in just a few minutes. There is a significant free fall fail in this, quote, vaccine and the rollout thereof. The jab is ineffective. The jab is dangerous. It's been proven to be so. The jab is deadly. Dr. Peter McCullough will be here joining us. Also, a lawsuit has been filed in the Southern District of Florida. Attorney Kenneth Wayne Ferguson will be here. The pilots for United Airlines are standing up for themselves, and Australia is completely lost. Total lockdown. 24-some-odd thousand kids being dragged to a stadium, into an arena, to be inoculated without their parents. All of that right now on The Stu Peters Show. Vaccine, that is the word being falsely used to describe the injections being pushed on global citizens in a ceaseless, continual, endless, relentless, round-the-clock, interminable, and incessant demand. They're using bribery, bullying, intimidation, persuasion, threats, strong-arm tactics, mandates, and in some countries, even force. In the world of healthcare, it would seem that medicine, vaccines, other treatments, or preventatives are designed to keep one healthy. I mean, these things are supposed to help people, not hurt people. The hesitancy that the Biden regime and world governments have obviously prepared for and continue referring to may not be solely coming from the Trump Republicans, conservatives, or just anyone in general that likes freedom. These people we now know as domestic terrorists, according to the Department of Homeland Security bulletin, the resistance to the jab may have something to do with hidden and throttled numbers, withheld data. leaked documents, the overall failure of the program itself. Has the government considered that people may not be too excited about injecting a completely unknown substance into their body that has caused deaths in numbers unparalleled to anything that we've ever seen before? And then actually receive no positive benefit? I mean, we've been told that we must remain muzzled with oxygen-inhibiting masks, keep away from our family, keep away from our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, and that we're still at major risk of being infected with the Wuhan lab virus and even spread it to others. Dr. Peter McCullough is an internist, a cardiologist, epidemiologist, and a medical editor. He joins us now. Dr. McCullough, thank you for coming. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Now, I'm not a doctor, but from my perspective, there's been a completely exposed total loss of efficacy in these shots. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. I'm a practicing doctor, so I have about 70% of my practice that I see patients every week in the office who have been fully vaccinated. And so I'm seeing in my practice a wholesale vaccine failure among some individuals who are fully vaccinated contracting COVID-19.
Unbelievable. So where is this push coming from? What is the world data here in the United States suggesting?
Well, we have data. The CDC, the CDC website is really a treasure trove of data, and people really should go there and look at it because the CDC is trying to signal Americans. Listen to this report, Stu. July 26th, the CDC reported 6,587 vaccine failure cases that were hospitalized. Now, these are verified cases. They get pushed to the CDC by departments of community health. Now, it doesn't represent the universe of cases, but it represents good quality data coming from departments of community health, 49 states represented. In that report, 19% died. So this idea that the vaccine prevents mortality with COVID-19 really should not be supported by the CDC data itself.
So I'm not going to ask you to be here opining on anything. I don't, your opinions are what they are. But fact checkers have been coming at this program regarding our response to what seems to be free fall failure in the rollout completely. I mean, it looks to be a total failure. These injections have proven themselves to be dangerous, possibly deadly. The numbers are being throttled and withheld. As a medical doctor, do you see any benefit to anybody getting this shot?
Well, I'm a healthcare worker, and like so many healthcare workers now, there've been a whole wave of mandates coming down from health systems to actually mandate the vaccine on the workforce in healthcare. And these are, by the CDC and FDA offering, these are elective vaccines. They are investigational. The CDC and FDA has given no report through any time through the program. We're 8 months into this. We've had no report on how the vaccines are doing from the agencies, no press briefing in terms of which vaccine is holding up better than others. But that's a common question I get. People say, listen, if I have to take it, which one should I take? I say, I don't know. The government hasn't told us which one is performing better. And they've given no press briefing on safety. And we've been on safety for a while. We knew January 22nd, the mortality rate after the vaccines exceeded a level of a comfort, what's called a confidence interval of acceptable safety. And if we actually had the right safety guards on the program would have been shut down in February by the Data Safety Monitoring Board. But there has not even been a press briefing yet by the CDC and FDA and safety. But let's go back to healthcare workers. And I want your listeners to understand some important papers that have come forward. The first one is by Hedemäki et al. From Finland. And this is in a series of, in a sense, secondary hospitals or rehab nursing homes in Finland, where they had 58 patients who contracted COVID-19. 18 of them died and 12 of them were fully vaccinated. Among the 45 healthcare workers in that outbreak that contracted COVID-19, and it was obvious, these patients are not freely out in society. So they actually get COVID-19 from the workers. Okay, of the workers, 24 of them were fully vaccinated. Unfortunately, no deaths in the healthcare workers. But this is an obvious report and published in open access on the peer-reviewed literature of healthcare workers, vaccinated healthcare workers, giving COVID-19 to vaccinated patients and resulting in deaths.
We look at the data out of Israel, probably the most inoculated country on the face of the planet. They did it earlier than we did because there was a deal between Netanyahu and Pfizer. Not going to get into the specifics on that, but we are seeing a lot of people dying who are considered to be, quote, fully vaccinated. Is this ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement? Is that what you think this is?
You know, I'm not an expert as terms of immunology, but I am a clinical expert, and I've been involved in clinical trials. I have over 650 publications in the peer-reviewed literature, the editor of two major journals. I have to tell you, Stu, I think almost anybody who you've interviewed, I've probably actually looked at more data than anybody out there. And let me just give you this report from Chow and colleagues. This is from a unit in Oxford that's in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And it was published in Lancet pre-release. It was just hit the wires. They had an outbreak and they did sequencing. It was all Delta within this hospital. They had a total of 69 cases and they locked down the hospital. And what happened is they didn't let workers go in and out. No one could go in and out of this hospital. 16 cases blossomed among the completely quarantined workers within the hospital. And they found that the viral load among these individuals, it was all Delta, by the way, the viral load was 251 times that of the prior versions of the virus. And those who were really developing Delta, those vaccinated individuals, they were all vaccinated, by the way. The workers who developed it, they had waning antibodies. So we have this clinical report that I think is pretty solid. Now, this is in the backdrop of the wedding outbreak in Houston, where everyone's fully vaccinated. They contracted Delta. A paper from Fahrenholt from Houston clearly showed that vaccinated patients could actually acquire Delta and then become pre-symptomatic or early symptomatic and pass it to other vaccinated people. The same thing happened on the Democratic lawmaker flight from Texas to Washington. That's what created the scare with the vice president going to Walter Reed Hospital. And then it happened among 3,700 sailors on the big British naval vessels. So we had these, and our CDC director came out about 2 weeks ago and simply said, listen, the vaccines, when it comes to Delta, that a vaccinated person can actually acquire Delta and then pass it to others. And that, I think the vaccinated, since we have nearly half of Americans vaccinated, they are contributing greatly to this this outbreak that we're seeing right now.
Forgive me because I'm a layperson. I'm not a doctor and I'm not an expert. But I got to ask you this question. How do you classify somebody as having Delta? There's no test for it. How are the symptoms different? This so-called virus has mutated hundreds of times. How can you have a variant of something that's never been isolated other than on a computer and in a lab? The virus itself called COVID-19 has never been isolated. It's never been located. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but we don't have proof of it. How is there a variant, a labeled variant, and how are they detecting it?
They detect it by sequencing. And I, again, I'm not an expert, Stu, in terms of lab methodology, but I can tell you that I think the sequencing data is pretty solid, that there are always and have always been an array of variants. So as we moved through last year, United States always had a dozen or more variants. So Delta was there, and so was Eta and Lambda. All of them were there, the Alpha and Beta, they were all there, but they were in lower frequencies, and they respond to what's called non-lethal pressures. And one of the biggest non-lethal pressure that was introduced in the population were the vaccines. And the vaccines were all keyed towards the original wild-type spike protein, what we call the Wuhan spike protein. They came out of the lab in Wuhan, China, and spread to Milan and New York. Those initial waves, by the way, had much higher mortality rates. You know, we have mortality rates now with Delta that is just a tiny fraction of what they were initially, if you look at those mortality curves, thankfully. Now, a big impact on that is early treatment. Those who get early treatment can really knock down the risk of death and hospitalization. But we know this from sequencing. And all of these papers, Stu, are very well done. And they do sequencing. They can identify the entire genome of the virus is known. So it's assumed if you can see the entire genome, in fact, the virus is there. And, you know, wonderful work has been done, by the way, from stool specimens. One of the best ways is to identify the entire sequence of the virus is actually it gets into the stool. And the Chinese have been using anal swabs for quite some time. But you're right. When we talk about Israel now, Israel has well over 80% of the population vaccinated, and from the Israeli Health Ministry. And I wanted the fact checkers to really fact check this data. In fact, republish it so everyone can see it again. They have reported through the month of July, 15,634 cases, the Israeli Health Ministry, 86% Stu, fully vaccinated. So anybody listening to your show can interpret this. 86% of the COVID-19 cases of adults age 20 and over are fully vaccinated.
I'm going to leave it there. I mean, they're pushing this thing now to lower the age to 5 years old. We've talked about myocarditis. I mean, we've talked about this antibody-dependent enhancement. We're talking about complete organ failure. 86% in Israel of some odd 15,000 people have been fully vaccinated. Excuse me. According to their numbers. And again, fact checkers are more than welcome to check this out. And a booster is coming. A booster. Now, I mean, monthly boosters, they're considering these things. I don't know where it's going to stop. There seems to be no threshold. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, you know his accreditations. The editor at two journals, published all over the place. Epidemiologist, virologist, cardiologist. Dr. Peter McCullough, his whole life has been turned upside down, treated very badly by Baylor Scott and White. Those people have sued him for upholding, living up to his oath, warning you about something that has been proven to be dangerous, potentially deadly. As a result, his whole life turned upside down. Unbelievable. And the more experts like him that I talk to, the more convinced I am that natural immunity is the only way to go. And the fact checkers are going to go, hold on, you can't say that. Well, how about this data, fact checkers? Shrestha from the Cleveland Clinic has reported at among 2,579 naturally immune COVID-recovered workers that declined the jab, there have been zero infections in that large group. Over 2,500 naturally immune COVID-recovered workers that declined the vaccine, zero infections in that large group. Natural immunity, it's the only way to go. And fact checkers, I hope you fact check that so that you can republish it. The world needs to know 2,579 naturally immune, previously infected workers that declined the jab, zero infections reported among that group. And that's why common sense has taken over. And recently, the Cleveland Clinic announced they are not going to be mandating the vaccine. So if you're a healthcare worker and you're stuck under the thumb of some tyrannical overlords like at Baylor Scott and White, and you need to get the hell out of there, maybe Cleveland Clinic is hiring. I don't know, but they are not mandating the vaccine. Want to remind you, the show is brought to you in part by Verve Forever CBD. This is my CBD company. Among all of the chimerically engineered viruses that we're trying to avoid, we're also trying to avoid stress and anxiety, muscle pain, joint pain, ligament pain, arthritis pain. I've heard great testimonials about people with ADHD, PTSD, Parkinson's disease even. CBD is great. 50% off at AmericaFirstOil.com right now. AmericaFirstOil.com. 50% off using the promo code VET50 right now. It's a veteran-owned company, by the way. So if you're doing your business with a company that's not veteran-owned, shame on you. Plus, all the products are sourced right here in the United States. Where do you get yours from? Do you even know? Could be coming from China. Could be coming from Wuhan. Could be coming from that lab. I mean, obviously not, but you don't know. Does it have nanotechnology in it? Does it have graphene oxide in it? Who knows? I do know that you're not going to get that when you do business with the veteran-owned Verve Forever. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Use the promo code VET50, VET50, VET50 to get 50% off site-wide. That's pain creams, muscle creams, oils, bath salts, skincare products, all of it. 50% off right now. Make sure that you tell them Stu Peter sent you when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, the whole story is kind of untold about this incessant push, these overreaching communistic mandates being imposed on large numbers of people, specifically military personnel, healthcare workers, and of course, airline pilots. You've heard from pilots on this show. We've exposed the anti-Semitic emails of Todd Insler at United Airlines attacking a concerned pilot that simply questioned the measures and cited Nuremberg. The militant stance being taken by airline CEOs and even that disgraceful union chair, who by all intents and purposes is supposed to be acting on behalf of the pilots, but has now weaponized his position against the some odd 68,000 employees at United Airlines. And those pilots are not laying down. A petition has now been filed in the Southern District of Florida, where an attorney representing these airline employees and fighting for their inherent right to medical freedom is seeking a temporary restraining order that would halt the mandate. The petition says, quote, This matter is one of national security that warrants the court's immediate attention, intervention, and the issuance of an emergency temporary restraining order for the immediate cessation of the unlawful, life-threatening vaccine mandate imposed by United, as well as any other airline companies contemplating the same, until the science and medicine is more fully developed and better understood. Seems to make sense to me. That attorney's name is Kenneth Wayne Ferguson. It's at the bottom of that filing. He's the attorney for the plaintiffs in this case from Ferguson Law in Fort Lauderdale, and he joins us now. Wayne, thank you for coming.
Appreciate you having me on, Stu. Thank you.
So I'm looking through the filing. I see the experts that have provided the affidavits. Great experts, by the way. You have exhibits in here that clearly outline the dangers associated with inoculated pilots flying around at 30, 40,000 feet. And a logical approach, most importantly, to the constitutional freedoms guaranteed to these pilots as United States citizens. Is that how you see it?
I do. On or about August 6th, 2021, United imposed an unconscionable ultimatum to where their employees are forced to choose between their livelihoods, feeding, clothing, housing their families, or taking an experimental vaccine. I'll be honest with you. I'm very, very annoyed and angry that I even have to come on your show to talk about this. These are their mothers, their fathers, their sons and daughters. They're Americans. And it frustrates me to no end the fact that I'm having to come on your show and plead to the American people, wake up. This is serious now. You're talking about people's lives that are being ruined. I am having to have conversations with people who served in our military, for God's sakes. These are the same people who gave up their lives, who've seen their brothers and sisters die so that we can enjoy the damn freedoms that we have right now.
And one of those freedoms is supposed to be, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but one of those freedoms is supposed to be medical freedom, quite possibly one of the most important freedoms, second to voting, which we now know has been compromised as well. But you're exactly right. These people go to hellhole countries and die, get blown up, limbs flying everywhere. They see some of the most graphic and horrific things serving our country to protect the very freedoms that have now been violated by private companies like United Airlines. These pilots work their entire lives to be put into the cockpit of these planes. I mean, it's not like something you don't leave McDonald's and jump into a cockpit of a Boeing 73 and just go start flying. I mean, these people's entire lives are dedicated to this. This is how they provide for their families. The safety of these pilots is on the line, but the safety of the traveling public, up to 2.5 million a day, according to TSA numbers in some instances. And we have seen time and time again, experts reporting on this program and elsewhere in the public that blood clots are already a major issue for pilots without in the absence of any jab being called a vaccine. But that these particular jabs, that these vaccines, if that's what the media wants to call them, produce even more egregious, even more inherent risk to these pilots who are already sitting in these cockpits for long periods of time, pressurized cabins, high altitudes, all of these things. And we are seeing the casualties in the very beginning of this. Now you're going to mandate everybody in the airline. It's outrageous.
Well, you're right, Stu. And it's facially absurd. But I mean, the reality of it is you shouldn't have to barter with your own constitutional rights. As Americans, we have certain inalienable rights that cannot be infringed, not by the government, and certainly not because somebody or a company has ink behind their name. That includes big tech, big pharma, or United Airlines. You cannot infringe upon somebody's right to choose what they want to put into their bodies. You cannot choose between unlawful searches and seizures just as much as you can infringe on somebody's right for free speech or religion. This is ridiculous.
What are some of the most highlighted points of this filing? What are some of the most bulleted, most important factors you think in this filing that are going to be clearly presented to a judge that, yeah, this needs to be halted immediately?
Sure. Well, what we've sought is a temporary restraining order. And at the heart of it, all we're asking the court to do is let's just take a hard stop. Okay. Let's just take a pause. The reality is I've got under penalty of perjury, two affidavits of very highly qualified experts. Okay. You've seen them on mainstream news all the time. These are good men. They're very, very, very intelligent. And if nothing else, okay, this is what I think needs to be clear to I hope is made clear in the filing and to the people who are watching. If they are, let's just assume that they could be wrong. If nothing else, there is a difference of opinion. And is it worth risking the lives of the pilots? Is it worth risking the lives of the people they're flying? Because I was telling these pilots, and let me tell you, they agree with me. They said if a pilot and a co-pilot have taken this experimental vaccine and they're up 36,000 feet and God forbid something happened, we better hope to God that one of the 300 passengers on plane knows how to fly that cockpit or can get in that cockpit and fly that plane and land it. Because what happens, Stu, when up in 36,000 feet, one of the pilots and co-pilots, what happens when they have a heart attack or brain aneurysm or something that we don't even know because it's an experimental vaccine? So what we're asking the judge to do is let's just take a hard stop. Do not impose the mandatory vaccine when we don't know the long-term effects yet. And here's the thing that I think needs to also be clear. What is the harm to United if they don't impose it now? We've already appreciated and seen the effects of what can happen if we don't have the mandate, but objective facts show, there's something called FOCLA data. It shows where there's an error pilot rate according to the instruments. These pilots work on hard data. They use their instruments, okay? So there is hard data that shows pre-mandate that these pilots were already having stressors that were inducing flight errors, okay? I am telling you, I have calls. I got to the point, Stu, where I couldn't field all the calls because of pilots, flight attendants, their spouses calling saying, what do we do? What do we do? What are our legal options? We don't want to have to take it, but I'm the breadwinner of my family. What are we supposed to do? Let me call my, I cannot believe I'm having this conversation with you. These men are calling me saying, well, I'm having to talk to my financial advisor to figure out whether or not I'm going to have the opportunity to not have to take it or choose between being able to retire. Some people are saying, well, what happens when they retaliate against me? I would promise you that there would be 30 or 40 more named plaintiffs on this, but they're scared to put their names out there because they don't want United to fire them for exercising their constitutional right to petition and standing up for their rights. It's this isn't America's doing. This is not hyperbolic. This is not fear porn. This is real. And people's lives are being upended and ruined all in the name of I don't even know what anymore. This is not what our forefathers, our founding fathers, fought for. This is not what our country's about.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
The only reason, Stu, that United's able to profit $15 billion during the pandemic, we literally have trillion-dollar companies right now. And the only reason they exist is because we, the people, say they're allowed to. You cannot infringe upon Stu's constitutional rights or these pilots' constitutional rights because you have INC or LLC behind your name.
Yeah. So I gotta ask you, what feedback have you gotten from the media? Because I looked, all over the place today for coverage on, what's coming out of the Southern District of Florida on this filing. And I saw nothing, not a peep, nowhere. Have you been contacted by the media? Has anybody looked to ask you about exactly what it is that's going on here?
Yes, Stu, they have. And they interviewed me and they told me it would be on at 10, 11 and in the morning and then on their website. I then stayed up along with several other people, along with my named plaintiffs, wanted to see, hey, let's see how this airs. Let's see how they portray it. They didn't air it. I then have emailed them and asked why wasn't it aired. I got no response. And then one of the pilot's wives actually called and said, why didn't it air? And they said it was a internal decision not to. Stu, I'm blown away by this. I mean, this is not make-believe. This is real. This is really happening in America where the media is quite literally censoring information that's going to affect people's lives. I'm not talking effect. I'm talking about ending. It will kill people. Hell, you and I met because I couldn't get, I showed how in Florida and even in federal courts, how there's been, judicial corruption and seemingly collusion. And I couldn't get any, I sent it to every news outlet here, but yet the news is censoring, trying to cover up for, I don't even know what anymore, Stu.
Well, here's what it is. You know, we've seen it all over the place that these people are pushing one particular narrative. The only fear porn that's happening is from the mainstream media. We saw in Boca Raton, Florida, some hack journalist posted some story, some really fearful headline about refrigerator trucks being used at a local hospital in Boca Raton because the morgue at the hospital was overflowing with dying Delta patients, which we disproved. I mean, it was an air-conditioned MRI, mobile MRI truck. That's what was there. Dr. Jane Ruby went there on her own and spoke with police officers that were standing there. I called the hospital. No, there was no such thing happening. It's completely made up, 100% fake. We had Ivory Hecker, who called out Fox live on the air, left that. She was being censored. She was told to go manufacture stories about COVID-19 pushing people towards the jab to make this thing more scary for people. Her boss specifically told her, I'm praying that COVID becomes more deadly. So that is the answer. That is why the media is not covering this, because you properly represented fact. When you did your interview with them, and I didn't see the interview, but I'm assuming based on what you're saying here that you properly represented fact, which the case is, until we have more substantiated data, how about a press conference from Pfizer or Moderna addressing these tens of thousands of adverse events and unprecedented amounts of death? It seems that there's no threshold at all. The inserts on these packets at the pharmacist are left 100% completely blank. Australia is completely lost. The UK is next. It would happen here too, if not for our Second Amendment. And I'm just highlighting here, what you must have done is a great job at articulating fact in that interview, which is why they will not air it. I gotta get going here. Final words from you.
Well, Stu, at the end of the day, it's why would America, you know, why would Americans give up certain rights and freedoms to not allow the government, who is, they're there to serve and protect us, to help us prosper, to give us health and freedom. Why would we, as Americans, allow our rights to be taken away by the corporations and big tech and big pharma, whose sole goal is to profit from us? You know, they only exist because we, the people, allow them to. And it does not matter whether you have Inc. behind your name or LLC, you cannot abridge the rights of Americans. And at the end of the day, that's what this suit's about. It's about freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of religion, freedom to be able to put into your body what you want and choose from. And you cannot pick and choose. And Americans should not have to barter between which of their God-given inherent rights as Americans they have to pick from.
How long does the court have to respond to this petition?
Stu, it's a good question. So a temporary restraining order, I mean, they're by design meant to be decided quickly. It could be decided in the next 5 minutes, or it can be decided within the next 10 days. I'm waiting for the court to decide. And as soon as I get the answer, I will let you know.
Wonderful. Attorney Kenneth Ferguson, Ferguson Law, PA in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, doing the right thing there. This is absolutely insanity, total insanity. We'll be praying for those pilots. The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I gotta say, looking at everything that I'm seeing here, it seems that Australia has really taken the plunge. Our friends down under are under full tyranny. Martial law happening down there. We have seen the decontamination tents in the front yards of neighborhoods. We are learning that people are being told that they are not allowed to talk to their neighbors. Here with us more on this is Deanna Lorraine. She joins us every single day for Shots Fired. She is also the best-selling author of the book Taking Back America, which is something we absolutely need to do. You need to read the book. You can find it at deannalorraine.com. Deanna, boy, our Australian friends are just, it seems that their entire country is just lost.
Well, Stu, imagine a world where you are locked inside, forced to be locked inside. You can only leave this place for necessities at the most. You couldn't even go, if you left for a breath of fresh air or to go work out or go take a stroll, you could be fined and sent to jail. What does that remind you of? That reminds me of a prison. I mean, it's no different than a prison. And that is exactly what's happening in Australia and New Zealand right now. New Zealand just went on a huge, strictest level 4 lockdown this week. Why? Because of one single COVID case. That's it. One single COVID case. And of course, the name of the man is, they're leaving it unnamed, but they're blaming it on one person who was unvaccinated. So of course, now everyone's going to blame this unvaccinated person for locking down this entire region once again for one COVID case. Australia also is going down to the strictest level possible for one COVID case. And you can't even go outside. You get fresh air. If you hang out with someone outside of your house, you will get fined or sent to jail. Look at this tyrannical police officer talk about people who dare to step outside the boundaries.
It's Australian Defence Force and New South Wales Police working together on the back of contact tracing information. Went to a home in southwest Sydney yesterday morning and found a person that should be there, wasn't there. They made a number of inquiries, and not that long after, that person returned to the front of the house in a motor vehicle. That person was spoken to by police and ADF, was issued a penalty infringement notice, stated that he'd hopped in his car and went out for some fresh air and hadn't been anywhere else. But the point is that if you are going to behave like this, yesterday over 2,300 houses visited. If you're going to behave like this, if you're going to step outside the health orders, you will be checked on and you will get an infringement notice, and that person will continue to be checked on and make sure that they comply.
Wow.
If you're going to behave like this, if you're going to dare to step outside your home to get a breath of fresh air, that's not acceptable, according to these tyrants. And these police officers should be so ashamed of themselves. This is a prison, is it not? I mean, wouldn't you define this as a prison in every other sense of the word?
I just never imagined, Deanna, that we would ever see anything like this in our times. I mean, when I think of Australia, when I think of New Zealand, I think of really awesome places to go visit. I mean, obviously, I think of Steve Irwin. My Aussie friends probably would not be too happy about that. But I mean, the view that we have of Australia, kangaroos, koalas, you know, the Sydney Opera House, you know, all of these really incredible sights to see, the nature, wide open, friendly, cricket, you know, freedom. All of these things, freedom. Yes. In one word, freedom. And it's completely absent in that entire country. That whole continent down under is closed. It is draconian. It is so, I mean, Hitler would be very proud of what is happening in Australia right now.
Yeah. And you know what the most frightening thing is, too? I was looking at the comments because it's trending on Twitter today that the Australia and New Zealand are going down the strictest lockdown ever because of one COVID case. So I was expecting and hoping to see all of these comments on the Twitter feed saying this is outrageous, this is horrendous, this is horrible, and standing up and fighting against this. But what I found was even maybe scarier than the lockdown itself. It was people that were cheering this lockdown on. I'm just going to read to you a few of these comments because I think the listener, the viewer has to hear word for word. So here's just a few of them. Someone says, this is so incredibly smart. They're moving to lock things down so they can figure out what the case is from. This is how you handle a pandemic. It's number one. Number two is saying, oh, I wish she was our PM. Another one says, the smartest person on the planet. This is crazy. Another person says, good grief, folks. You folks in New Zealand are so lucky. You have avoided the situation. I really, really wish we had a PM that was as smart as yours. So I would say about 80% of the comments, Stu, are people in New Zealand and in Australia that are actually cheering this on. and from the UK and other countries praying that there could, that their president or their leader would be the same. Here's another one saying, I wish we could trade Governor Abbott for your PM of New Zealand, saying that Texas isn't strong enough on lockdowns. So we now have people begging to be locked down, begging for tyranny. Did you ever think that would happen, where people were once free and now they're begging to be imprisoned?
Well, I will tell you that they are right. Governor Abbott is not good at lockdowns, specifically not good at locking down the border in his state, as he has given a directive not to arrest anybody claiming to be cousins or brothers or sisters or even boyfriends or girlfriends of illegal immigrants, meaning that 10 dudes in camouflage can be standing in the middle of a ranch trespassing and they will not be arrested if they just say, hey, that's my boyfriend or that's my cousin over there. So you're right. Governor Greg Abbott is not good at lockdowns and he should immediately move to lock down his border to the crisis, which is illegal immigration. That is the greatest threat to us happening in his state right now as these illegals are moving all over our country. By the way, unchecked for the world-ending plague, unchecked for criminal history, completely unvetted whatsoever. And it's not just Mexicans coming across the Mexican border in South Texas. It's also people from Pakistan, people from Iran, people who hate the United States, scream death to America, politely, of course. These are the nonviolent death to America chanters. But, you know, I will just tell you, this is absurd. Aside from, now I digress on Abbott. Aside from all of that, to answer your question, no, I never imagined watching people give up their freedom like this, much less people chanting them on. But I want to remind everybody, when you are hearing Deanna Lorraine talking about this, when you are hearing her reading these select comments on this Twitter feed, first of all, this Twitter post was probably from some tyrannical sympathizer, right? So all of this person's followers are more than likely incoherent, you know, basement dwelling, video game playing, spilling soup on themselves, got their fingers full of Frito juice like the guy at Right Wing Watch in Mommy's basement. And so they're probably all excited about this because they don't care about their freedom anyways. They just stay inside. They don't get any natural vitamin D or any probably at all anyways, which is why they're so scared of the cold in the first place. But these people are the minority. Remember that. Don't be overwhelmed thinking, oh my gosh, everybody is supporting this. Because no, overwhelmingly, no, they are not. No, we are not. We are the majority. We are a big country. We are a big planet, 350 million here in the United States, 7 billion around about globally, that the majority of us really want freedom and liberty. We really want our kids frolicking with the koalas and the kangaroos, although I heard kangaroos are actually kind of feisty and dangerous. But you understand what I'm saying. We want our kids running around in nature, exploring the outdoors, allowing their bodies to experience the much required exercise that they need, and more importantly, their brains being exercised, using their imaginations, playing with their friends. Interaction with their friends is not a desire. It is a requirement. It is a necessity for human beings to intermingle with one another. So we are not outnumbered by these crazy lunatics that Deanna Lorraine was just, and I just want to preface that. I had a sinking feeling that people were going to believe that, oh my gosh, these people really want this. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Well, it wasn't just one Twitter post. I'm just saying there were a lot of Twitter posts. It was a lot of news feeds. But the fact is that they might have the louder microphone because they're making the loudest noise. We need to make a louder noise because I believe you. I believe that there are more of us than there are them. And I believe there are more people that want freedom than want this tyranny. I don't believe that there's more brainwashed people than there are people that want freedom.
I mean, how could there not be? How could there not be more people that are looking in the eyes of their, you know, little children, 4-year-old, 6-year-old, I have them. So mine are 2, 6, and 9. And I just imagine looking at all of them and saying, no, you're not allowed to do this. No, because why? Well, because of this so-called virus that has never really affected children at all whatsoever. Because of this super scary thing that 99.98% of people who are, by the way, before vaccines, before shots being falsely referred to as vaccines, are naturally recovering from as our immune systems given to us by God are combating this thing on their own. Plus, there are protocols and other treatments out there. I'm not going to get into the whole vaccine debate right now. You know, I know it. Everybody knows it. But this is to look at your kids, to look at your children and tell them you will wear an oxygen inhibiting device on your face when you return to in-person learning. You will not have any interaction with your friends. You will be distanced apart from one another. You will not talk to your neighbors. You'll go to this decontamination tent. You're not allowed to go out for fresh air. 2,300 homes are going to be checked on today. God, don't let it be ours. And we will be sanctioned if we choose to behave like this. This is insane. It's insanity. And for people to be cheering this on is absolutely disgusting to me. It's appalling. And those people are the ones that need a conservatorship, not Britney Spears. Those people need a serious mental health evaluation immediately and possibly should be Baker acted and or quarantined involuntarily if necessary.
I agree with you. And I don't want, you know, my word for the Australians and New Zealands who are freedom fighters, who want freedom, because we have seen too many people trade freedom for a little bit of safety, which we know they're going to end up with neither. So if you are someone on the side of freedom, stand up, fight back, don't comply. You know, we have the Prime Minister of New Zealand and Australia saying that you shouldn't even talk to anybody even on the street anymore. If you pass a neighbor, don't even talk to them. Don't talk to friends. Don't talk to family. What do you think the end result of that is? It's so destructive. And unless we fight back, and Americans also are sitting on their butts for the most part, unless we fight back in masses and have the louder microphone, it's going to look like they're winning. It's going to appear like they're winning, and our will be dissolved. We have to have the will to fight. In order to have that, we need to have more people standing up and stop damn complying.
That's right. Firing shots over here. That's Deanna Lorraine. She's the best-selling author of the book, Taking Back America, which you can find at DeannaLorraine.com. The DHS is labeling us terrorists because we're questioning this, you know. But the real terrorists are these people that are locking us down. Lynn Wood is calling for a strike, a nationwide strike. We're going to get into that tomorrow on the program, or possibly the next day. Lynn Wood will be joining us to talk about what this nationwide strike is. And I'm fully on board. He has talked to General Michael Flynn. General Flynn is fully on board with this. And if we can reach enough people, we don't get canceled. We cancel them, period. And also, I have a huge expose coming on Australia. I'm in contact with somebody down under, and we are going to bring her here to show you videos, to show you how chilling this situation really is. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Lynn Wood will be on the program tomorrow to bring you details on that strike that he is calling for, a nationwide strike that I support. General Michael Flynn supports it. Details on that in his Telegram channel, at Lynn Wood Speaks Truth. Go follow him and check that out. But he will be here. Look for that interview exclusively on the Stu Peters Show tomorrow. Want to remind you of our great Patriot friends over at StepOnSocks.com. These people are patriots, folks. A three-pack of their socks for just $17.76. Red, white, and blue pairs, just $17.76 for a three-pack. Now, the classic version that I am convinced one day will be enshrined, ensconced in glass, in the Patriot Museum, while history books are writing about how once again the Patriots defeated the globalist tyrants. Those socks, I'm certain of it, will be in the history books and in those museums, especially in the Patriot Museum. Get over to StepOnSocks.com right now. Check out the classic version that has all of the snakes' names on the bottom of it. Biden, Clinton, Obama, Gates, Fauci, Pelosi. You can step on them all day long. Really brings a sense of satisfaction to you. People are trying to pull these socks off the bottom of my feet. If you follow me in Telegram, you'll see that that's true. I had to stop at Target and get a new pair of cheap socks because I had to donate my Trust in God sock, which is my favorite sock featured over at StepOnSocks.com. The Trader Joe version available as well. Get the StepOnSocks.com right now. They also specialize in silver and Second Amendment flags. Don't miss out on doing business with Patriots. Go to StepOnSocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to StepOnSocks.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow. And to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Well, I don't know how much you're paying attention to finances, but darn it, you better start paying really close attention as the globalists are definitely targeting you, and there's certain ways that they're doing it. Now, I don't know if you also trust Yahoo by any means, but Yahoo Finance is reporting on The Big Short. Yahoo Finance reports investor Michael Burry may be best known as betting against the housing bubble of the mid-2000s and being rewarded handsomely. Nowadays, Burry is known for taking on electric vehicle company Tesla. Burry's latest bet increases the stakes against Tesla's takes on one of the biggest Tesla bulls. Here to talk to us about why that should make a difference to you is Carlos Cortez. He, by the way, is the owner, founder, and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management, the chief sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. He's an independent fiduciary, not a communist controlled by the globalists like some of these other big box financial firm chains. Carlos, make some sense of all of this. Why does it make a difference to me what Michael Burry is doing, what Tesla's doing, and what their shares are worth?
Stu, thanks for having me. On top of what you just said, Tesla just opened up a legal team in China, in Beijing. So here we go again with this Chinese exposure. On top of that, I like Burry. Burry's very smart. I personally love options. It's not something you need to do in retirement. But what a put option is, it's literally a bet. If the, you know, it's a bet. So if the market goes up, you lose everything. Your premium, it's called a premium. If it hits a certain price on the up or downside on a put, you're putting it down to a certain level. So his firm actually just bought May puts back in May for future devaluation of Tesla stock. He feels that it's underrated. And, you know, I have my own personal opinion about the particular stock, but it went up really, really high last year. What must come up, as they say, must come down.
Yeah, Burry was revealed to have 800,000 put options on Tesla shares in May. And then just yesterday, it was revealed that Burry's Scion Asset Management now has 1.1 million put options on Tesla worth around $731 million.
Yeah, it's a lot. So there is an ETF, which is a fund that has multiple stocks in it, like Zoom, Square, Tesla, and some others. The ticker is ARK. Well, he also, his firm actually just put out 1.1 million on ARK. And so I think there is a bigger picture here, Stu. What I'm discerning basically is, yeah, Tesla will probably go down. We have the Chinese exposure. A lot of Americans don't like that. They don't like doing business with China in this fashion. Personally, the Tesla car is crappy material inside of it. Amazing technology, but you ask any detailer that goes around and washes cars, the Teslas inside are falling apart like crazy. So they're built cheaply inside. And so I really feel that Burry has a good point where it's overvalued and it's overhyped. And with Ford and Chevy, have you seen that new Hummer that's coming out? The electrical?
I haven't seen it. No,
it is badass. I mean, the American companies, they're coming after the EV market like a roaring lion. I mean, you're messing with the auto industry of America. So they have the true engineers there. And how it really, really structures this, it really translates to a bigger problem, Stu. We have problems with the job markets, you know, so there's a lot of things going on. We have the job markets. We have inflation that doesn't have an answer. We have an idiot trying to go in and out of Afghanistan. He doesn't know an exit plan, and he's screwing that up. That's another issue. We have, like I said, inflation, deflation, a weakening dollar. People need to wake up, protect their principal. A market crash will definitely happen. I do not like that Vanguard and Blackstone or BlackRock are buying all these homes. Why are they trying to buy homes? Are they going to manipulate the market to make everybody?
That's more Chinese connection. I mean, you know, you have all of these companies that are purported to be buying entire developments for cash, making America renters again. These people all have ties to China. Their corporations are either China owned or these are major Chinese investors that are buying up these homes. People have to realize, guaranteed offer. When you see those billboards, guaranteed offer above asking price, 30 days or less, or even sometimes 30 minutes or less. You got to be really cautious about this because your neighbors and your entire neighborhood could potentially be overtaken by these Chinese investors. They control the real estate. They sure control a whole lot of other things. Your final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of conglomerate of a lot of things with with the Chinese and the Fidelity statement we said the other day. Now Tesla is building up a legal team in China. We have Vanguard and all these other real estate investment trusts buying out and controlling the whole residential market. Look for things that happen on a commercial side as well. I see a lot of commercial lending problems. Stu, here's a crazy part. If we do get lockdowns and more lockdowns as they pump this variant BS out there, the banks, Joe the plumber doesn't have the ability to pay back the banks. And so we could see a massive, massive meltdown. Unlike 08 would be a blessing compared to what could happen.
We're going to get the lockdowns because breaking right now, I'm seeing in Palm Beach right now, the tyrants there have issued a state of emergency. This is in Florida. And we got to watch this carefully because these are the people that are going to be standing against Ron DeSantis as he is really legitimately the only free state left in our union, fighting against the feds, fighting against the Biden regime and all of the tyrannical overlords that are trying to overtake Florida. So we'll keep an eye on Palm Beach, but it looks like these lockdowns are imminent. Carlos Cortez, thank you so much for being here. You can find Carlos Cortez online at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Do business with a patriot, not controlled by Wall Street, not manipulated by Biden, and never sold out to the Chinese. That's Carlos Cortez, again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the